time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. On our show today, we're going to have a really, really special guest from the Clinton Central area, Denny Shoup. He's going to talk about the past and present from Central, as well as the history of the old gym, which is a focus of the community center there in Michigan Town. Then he's here now in the studio. We'll get to him in just a second. Then at 9:30, we're going to have Indiana High School Athletic Association Commissioner Bobby Cox on to discuss some of the issues in high school basketball and other things here in the state. Also, we encourage any phone calls, 659-3338, 1-800-447-4463. That's kind of the premise for the show today. We've got lots of other things to talk about, but first we're going to get to our guest, who's Denny Shoup. Denny, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Really appreciate having you. So how are things going out at Clinton Central these days?
Well, basketball, of course, we just in 4 or 5 games into the season, and we had I think good expectations. I think we had 4 seniors back and some other players that had played last year, and we started out Delphi was our first game, and we played them very well. We played about as well in the first half as I've seen us play for a while, and Delphi kind of came back, and it got down to a couple of minute interval there, or a couple of shots, and we just didn't pull that one out, which we kind of deserved to win, and it would have been a great start to our season. Yeah. Since then, we've been very competitive in the games with Bethesda. We played Sheridan, we played Attica, and all of those were games that we were in and had our chances, but sometimes when have been struggling, it's kind of hard to sometimes cross that bridge to go into a winning situation.
Has the community, I know attendance has dropped quite a little bit. The last time I was out there, it was almost non-existent. Has the community is beginning to reaccept the situation that's going on out there, as far as are they starting to come back a little bit more? And, basically, you're trying to get back the way you guys were back when you were in high school.
Well, of course, we've had 2 or 3 girls and boys doubleheaders, so that's a little different. But we had good attendance, I think, at the Delphi game, and then, of course, the girls and boys bring out some more people. But our attendance has not been near what we would like, and it's just it's kind of hard to build her back nowadays.
Yeah, it is. I see more schools going to boys and girls doubleheaders now. Is that something you think is okay?
I think ours is pretty much conference derived. Our conference games are that away. I still kind of prefer the JV varsity. There you can see both teams. Now you have to kind of decide whether you're going to watch the JV basketball boys or the girls varsity, and I tend to want to see the boys play, although I would be very happy to see the girls play at any time, but I follow the boys a little more closely, so I go to the boys JV game because I'm connected with a lot of the players there, and so I miss some good girls basketball that way.
You guys were very successful when you were coming through high school, weren't you?
Early on, I was a part of the first basketball team at Clinton Central, which has been 60 years ago. That's a long time.
I didn't think it'd been quite 60, but until you see our
talking. 60 years this year, we were in our first season, and the gym wasn't done yet because the construction was behind schedule. So we played all of our games away. Then after the first of the year, we had the grand opening of our new gym, which was quite a facility at that time, and something that I'm really proud of today, to go into our gym and think it's 60 years old. It's just a tremendous facility. Mm-hmm. So we started out. We brought in these players from Forest and Circleville and Sugar Creek and Michigan Town and Kirkland, and we had a coach, a remarkable coach, Andy Taft, who was able to bring these guys together, which were all kind of stars at their little schools at Forest and Michigan Town. And he brought those players together, and we struggled a little some parts of the season, but by the time the season ended, we had our sectional at our gym, which was, you know, a big advantage because Frankfort had not built the big arena yet. So we had 2 years of sectional at Clinton Central, and the draw kind of worked out that we had Clinton Central, Frankfort in the finals, mm-hmm. and we beat them, I think, 79-72, and this was quite an experience because it kind of brought everybody together. We didn't have quite as much the Forest in the Michigan Town. It kind of molded our communities into Clinton Central, which was a great thing.
How much has basketball changed in your mind since the time that you were in high school and you played to today?
Well, you know, I located here a while back a film of the sectional in 1960. And, you know, I thought about that after watching it, you know. It's kind of the same game, you know. It was about teamwork and about getting the big guy the ball on the low post, mm-hmm. and about good guard play. And we were very fortunate the first year at Clinton Central because we had some good basketball players. It just happened that during that time, Forest had one of the best groups they had had, and we had at Michigan Town, and you bring in a boy from Kirkland, and like I say, we had kids that had played 3 or 4 years, and they were accomplished players, but it was a big step to move from playing Circleville compared to playing Zionsville and
right.
Frankfort, and we played Carmel, we played Lebanon, so it was a big step, but we had the kind of talent that allowed us to compete very well and win the sectional, and then we went to the Purdue Fieldhouse and won the first game over there, and then we played Jeff in the finals, Lafayette Jeff, of course, and they were nearly unbeatable in the regionals back through that era. So we got beat. You know, we could all think after, you know, thinking about it, we probably had as good or better players than they did, but we just didn't quite have that mindset sometimes mm-hmm. gets into basketball, the mindset like Jeff expected to win.
Right.
We're a challenger. We didn't make 2 or 3 plays, so we didn't win, but it was quite an experience.
You have decided since you got away from basketball, but to keep your roots still in basketball, you're trying to help out the youths of that area that you're in out there. Why did you decide to do that?
Oh, I, of course, had a love for basketball since I was 5 or 6 years old, and I played through Michigan Town. I had a good coach at Michigan Town, Wilbur Rule, and got to play the high school at Clinton Central, and by going to Clinton Central, I had an opportunity to get a full scholarship to play basketball at Tulane University. Mm-hmm. So had it not been for this consolidation and getting to play at Clinton Central and playing in the regional, probably would have not got a basketball scholarship. So I did take advantage of that and graduated in business administration from Tulane and came back, and I wanted to live here. I loved the area. So as a result, I thought, well, maybe I can give back to the community in a lot of ways, but basketball from the standpoint that I've held coached junior high ball and have coached some my grandson's group. We started them out in 3rd and 4th grade and brought them up and played a lot of basketball, and we were real fortunate with them to win the county tourney a couple of years ago by bringing these kids together and playing a lot of ball. So I'm trying to give back with 2nd, 3rd, 4th graders and keep in touch with the program that we can continue to improve our program.
Okay, we got a caller here for you. I don't think you had caller on the air. Go ahead.
Hello there, Ken.
Hi, Michael. What's up?
I'm going to talk to Denny. Hi, Denny.
Denny, go ahead and stick your headset on there for a second. Okay. Okay. Yeah, he can hear you now. Go ahead.
Hi, Denny.
Hey.
Is your son John?
Yes, it is.
Well, where is he now?
Well, John, of course, he was an excellent basketball player at Clinton Central.
He was, that's
he
for
played,
sure.
Got a scholarship to Butler,
mm-hmm.
played down there, and then he actually went to Drake University Law School after
mm-hmm.
Butler. So he is now the director of the Indiana Ag Law Foundation through Farm Bureau. So he is in Indianapolis.
Well, congratulations to him. My kids went to Central. I was a hot dog when Central beat Frankfurt back in 61. I wasn't happy at all about that.
Oh, boy, that was something.
But then we moved away, or I did anyway, in Kokomo. But then I came back in 78, so we started going out there to Central because the kids were in there.
You bet.
And, yes, your boy was very good. And I remember, now, they played Tri-Central, I think, at Tri-Central, and wasn't that Kyle Fernung the highest scorer in the state?
Well, you know, that one of the biggest holiday tourneys we ever had mm-hmm. at Clinton Central was the night that Clinton Central played Tri-Central in the final game, and both John and Corey Fernung were
mm-hmm.
two of the top scorers in the top 10 scorers
in
the state.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that place was absolutely packed.
It was.
Standing room only, and ended up, I think, Fernung might have had 39 and John had 35.
I think it was that way.
It was
close.
A terrific environment out there.
I was yelling my head off for John.
Yeah, good. Appreciate that.
Well, it's good to hear where he is. And is he married now? Got kids and all that?
He's got two boys. One of them's a sophomore playing at Clinton Central. And then we've got a fourth grader that's loves basketball, so we've got two boys that have kind of followed our tradition of being love the game and love to play.
There you go. There's a little off the wall here, but is John Sloggett still around here?
He lives in Lebanon now. He
did
live near Forest, and he actually lives in Lebanon now, and he has a couple of grandsons that are playing on the Lebanon JV or varsity.
Well, I was talking to John or George Gilbert a few years ago, and he thought he had moved to Florida.
Well, he does live in Florida a couple months out of the year, but he's going to have trouble going down there now because those boys are playing ball.
He isn't going.
I don't know that, but I would question it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, Denny.
Hey, Bet, thank you.
All right, thanks, Michael. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What else? One thing I wanted to ask you before I let you go here shortly is that you guys have done a tremendous, what I call a tremendous thing, is that with the old gym there in Michigan Town, you've turned that into a community center, and that's been so rewarding for you guys.
It's been a great experience for us. You know, it just happened that we had an opportunity to some people in the community that had a passion for Michigan Town and the Michigan Town High School, Sam and Carolyn Fields and Linda Barnett and Pat and Larry Newton and myself and Don and Kathy Blanch, we got together a few years ago when the place was in disrepair in order to make it something that we could cherish over the years. So we, in fact, raised the money, new roof, new windows, new furnaces, new decorations, established a museum there that has Michigan Town basketball starting in 1918.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of all the teams and the players, and so that has been a great experience for us, and we've got it available to the community, that it rentable. We have a lot of activities there. We have basketball, we've had weddings, we've had birthday parties, Christmas parties, and it's just now kind of a center of the community.
It's been a great thing too, as you and I were talking before, and it bridges the past with the present. And it really is a super nice thing that you guys, and I really wish more schools who don't, you know, who no longer have, you know, those kind of things could do something like that.
Well, it's too bad many of them are gone, and much of this memorabilia is gone too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've got collected a tremendous amount of it.
That's right. Denny, I know you got to go, but anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Well, you know, we're working with our our basketball program at Clinton Central, and we're developing our youth groups a little better now, and we think we've got a good future ahead of us from the standpoint that we've got some good kids coming up in the classes there, and we're hoping to turn the corner here and get Clinton Central back to where it was back, you know, in the 80s when John Slaugett was there. We went through 20 years that we hardly had a losing season. We won a couple of sectionals, a regional, and went to the semi-state. So we'd like to build it back to some kind of a level like that.
Okay. Denny, it's been a lot of fun. Great to see you again. And best of luck to you guys in the future, okay?
Okay, thank you for having me on.
Not a problem. We're going to go ahead and take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Coming up here in about 10 minutes from now, we're scheduled to talk to Indiana High School Athletic Association Commissioner Bobby Cox. We're going to hopefully get him on this time. We had this set up a couple weeks ago, but something happened to where we didn't quite get it done. So hopefully here in about 10 minutes, we're going to hear from the Commissioner of the State High School Association. I want to give you some quick wrap-up on last night. High school basketball. It was great to talk to Denny Shoup, and Denny goes back a long way here in the area. I didn't realize it had been 60 years, but it is. But he's a great guy and just lots of fun to talk to. Last night, high school basketball from the area here. Frankfort fell to 1-4 as they were pretty much taken care of by Lafayette Central Catholic, 89-59, and Frankfort is now off until January the 3rd when they go up to Twin Lakes and play up there for that particular night. Let me switch this over here. Clinton Central remained winless in their first five games last night as they fell at home to Tri-Central, 68-41. Next up for them is the Clinton Central Holiday Tournament when they will be having Carroll, Clinton Prairie, and Tri-Central in the tournament here. That's on December the 27th and 28th. We will have those games for you, all four games from the Clinton Central Holiday Tournament. We'll have those for you live here on AM 1570 and 96.9 FM WILO. But the Bulldogs are off to an 0-5 start. Clinton Prairie won very handily last night as they played Frontier and just cruised to an 82-23 victory last night. They're now 4-1 in Chad Peckinpah's initial year over at Prairie. The Gophers have got to face Christian at home tonight before they take a little bit of a break and go to the Clinton Central Holiday Tournament on December the 27th and 28th. So they're 4-1 right now. Rossville got a big win last night as they improved to 5-2 as they defeated Carroll at home, 52-44. However, they've got a very tough one tonight as they're at Lafayette Central Catholic tonight. It's going to be interesting to see how they go over there and play over there this evening. Their next game after that is a tournament over up at Rensselaer Central on December the 27th. So that's where they sit as of right now. I want to run past some other, girls local stuff before we get to some scores from last night. Frankfort girls right now are sitting at 1-11 on the season. Their next game is going to be the hot dog tournament coming up here at Case Arena next Saturday. I believe it starts at 10 and noon, and then it's 6 and noon, I believe, or 6 and 8 that night. So they will be opening up against South Newton 10 a.m. next Saturday morning. It will be Frankfort here in their own holiday tournament over there at Case Arena. One of the really good teams in girls basketball, we've got a couple of them here in the area, but Clinton Central, they're 8-3 after last night's 61-30 victory over Tri-Central. As I said, Matt Crawford's got the team playing well, and they're at 8-3. Their next thing is going to be a tournament game at Tipton next Friday night. So they're next Friday in general. So they got Tipton and Richmond on the schedule I have here in a tournament. That'll be next Friday for Clinton Central. Also, Clinton Prairie is off and running this year. I believe they're sitting at 10-2. And they got past Twin Lakes Thursday night, 42-41. They are now off until January the 2nd when they will play Lebanon at home. That'll be about 1 month left before they start postseason. It's amazing. The girls' season, technically, the regular season is over at the end of January. Just think about that for a minute, considering it hasn't started that long ago. But Clinton Prairie is 10-2. Amy Anthrop doing a great job with the girls there over at Prairie. Rossville improved to 6-6 last night as they defeated Carroll over at Rossville 40-21. As I said, they're 6-6, and they now play, they will host Pioneer in a tournament. I should say they're not hosting them. They're at a neutral site, but they'll be playing Pioneer. And starting on the 27th, that'll be their next action for them. Other high school basketball from last night that we should run past you. Crawfordsville defeated North Montgomery 45-38. It was Danville over Lebanon, 64-46. Delphi got past Taylor, 60-57. Hamilton Heights defeated Western, 66-55. Harrison defeated McCutcheon, 65-60. Lafayette Jeff defeated Logansport, 71-60. It was McConaughey over Northwestern, 50-43. Marion clobbered Kokomo last night, 95-69. North White defeated Tri-County, 73-38. Rensselaer Central defeated South Newton 65-31. Tipton defeated Lewis Cass 67-54. And let's see what. Oh yeah, West Lafayette defeated Benton Central 55-42, and Western Boone defeated Southmont last night 55-50. Some girls' games from last night that we need to just let you know on. As Roy said, Clinton Central defeated Tri-Central 61-30 last night. Danville got past Lebanon 44-43. Harrison defeated McCutcheon 67-25. Lafayette Jeff defeated Logansport 75-42. Marion defeated Kokomo 59-32. North Montgomery defeated Crawfordsville 52-44. Rossville defeated Carroll 40-21. Taylor downed Delphi 46-21. and Western Boone defeated Southmont 54-34. Of course, the big thing going on in the state today is the Crossroads Classic down at Indianapolis, as those teams will get together at noon. We'll talk about that here shortly, and we're going to start thinking about getting a hold of Commissioner Bobby Cox here shortly. Another thing that's going on around the country is the bowl mania has started, as we had two games get the postseason or the bowl season going last night. Buffalo defeated Charlotte 31-9 down in the Bahamas. Great place to play unless you go down there and get your rear end kicked, but that's what happened last into that game. Then late last night down in Frisco, Texas, it was Kent State over Utah State by a score of 51-41. And also, if you really want to do, if you like to watch postseason bowl games today, you got six of them today. So you got six college football games today. And if I can reach across the table here, I'll tell you who's all playing today here real quick. Is that on the schedule for today, you have got the New Mexico Bowl, that's Central Michigan against San Diego State. The Cure Bowl down in Orlando has Georgia Southern against Liberty. Boca Raton Bowl in Boca Raton, Florida. SMU against Florida Atlantic. The Camellia Bowl down in Montgomery, Alabama has Florida International against Arkansas State. The New Orleans Bowl has UAB against Appalachian State. Appalachian State's ranked 20th in the country. That'd be at least good for to watch Appalachian State for a while. And the kind of the fun game, I think, tonight on ABC is the Las Vegas Bowl at 7:30. As you'll see, Washington, coached by Chris Peterson, his last game, going up against his old school, Boise State. You know, that's where they made all their hoopla with Chris as the head coach over there. Washington, Boise State kickoff on ABC tonight, the Las Vegas Bowl at 7:30 tonight. So it should be kind of fun at least watching that. And then we start another full, we don't have any tomorrow, but then we, and Monday we have the Gasparilla Bowl. I don't know where that one came from, but it's Monday afternoon, 2:30. Marshall and Central Florida play each other. Then on Christmas Eve, we have BYU and Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl out in Honolulu. We're going to have to take a break right now. We're going to get our guest, Bobby Cox, on the line. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper, and Tony Theofanis.